And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. It's a dark and stormy night as we peer into the Inverness mansion. We find Jack Flanders in the study. Something strange is beginning to happen. The air seems thick. His breathing is slower, heavier. Perhaps he's becoming enchanted by the Madonna face that gives him all her attention.
It's becoming a little chilly. Would you make a fire?
Sure.
Slowly he realizes that even though she sits far across the room, it's her presence. Her vibrations are so thick, moist, they seem to have little hooks on the ends.
What can you tell me about Chief Wampum?
Chief Wampum Stompum, that's his full name. He's harmless.
Is he sane?
It's difficult to say. He's quite mad.
There's a difference?
Didn't you know?
Well,
the most creative and holy of men are always quite mad. It's only a social thing as to whether one's sane or insane.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about madness. There is the perfect mirror, for all the universe is totally mad, absolutely wacko. Not at all reasonable, rational, and responsible like ourselves.
But tell me about Chief Wampum. Wampum Stompum. Where did he get a name like that?
Chief Wampum said that since so many Westerners come to my country to be enlightened and receive new names like Rama Baba Booger and such, that instead I come to your country and receive one of your names, Chief Wampum Stompum, something like that. I believe it was a Hopi Indian that gave him the name.
Wow, that's something.
He also said that the spiritual energy that's been in the East for eons and eons is leaving. China's definitely lost hers, and now India's losing hers. And further, he said that the spiritual energy is coming west. To America, of all places.
Well, what do you know?
He said that if you visualize the energy as a boxcar slowly rumbling this way, you'd see all these holy men behind it, acting as though they're pushing. But it's just an act. It's coming on its own.
Is Chief Wampum one of the holy men pretending to be pushing the boxcar?
No. But then, he is Lady Zhao's guest, and he has it pretty soft here.
Is he for real?
Is he a realized being? I guess you have to be one to spot one, but he does have something. In fact, that's part of the whole spiritual trip. The more conscious you become, the more light-giving you become, and the more light-giving you become, the more people love to have you as a house guest.
Like a good luck charm.
A little more than that.
So all the holy men that have been coming to this country are not bringing the spirit to the West?
As Chief Wampum would say, only sweet-voiced birds are imprisoned. Owls are not kept in cages. You spoke with old far-seeing Art, didn't you? Well, according to him, what's causing it all are some frequencies coming from deep in the universe. That's what's bringing in the new age.
Do you believe that?
I make decisions about very few things. Do you hear the Om sound?
You mean like Om, Om, Om?
No, it's a very high, constant pitch, more like a few thousand crickets chirping.
I can hear crickets, but not that.
You will. If we believe the words of Chief Wampum, it's just one of several frequencies that are now all around us. Would you care to pour me a glass of sherry?
Sure. The storm's getting more tense.
A lot of things are.
Here.
Thank you. Tell me, why are you here?
In this room?
In Inverness.
Well, Lady Giles, my aunt, invited me.
And what did you do before you became a house guest?
I hitchhike.
Do you meet interesting people?
I've never met an uninteresting person.
That's interesting.
And you?
And me?
I assume that you're a guest.
I'm not the chore lady.
Have you been here long?
Oh, in and out. You see, I live in the walls.
That almost sounded serious.
There's nothing serious about living in the walls. It's a nice place to stretch out. Among the bats and spiders.
I didn't get your name.
Does it matter?
I don't know. It's so stuffy all of a sudden. Don't you feel that?
You're handsome. I like handsome people. You have beautiful eyes, bright and clear like glass. You feel the lines of tension in the air between us. It's like wires strung taut. It's possible to walk out upon those wires. You can feel how close I am to you, and still I'm sitting across the room. You can feel me entering your mind, can't you?
Yes.
Now I'm inside, totally inside your mind. You can do it too if you wish. Just feel the taut wires. Let your mind step out upon them. It's all right. I'll stay here in you while you step out and go visit me. Don't be afraid. Haven't you ever wondered what it would be like to ride around in someone else's body? You can be me, and I'll be you. Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you? That's it. Now, take the first step. That's right. Feel the tautness of the wire. It's very safe. And there are many, many wires. That's right. Now another step. Very good. Now another. And another. And another. Easy. Don't be frightened.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness is a continuing serial being brought to you each week, Monday through Friday.
And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in on the towering old mansion of Inverness, what's happening to our hero, Jack Flanders? He seems to be in some kind of trance. And who is the lovely, mysterious creature that is luring him out of his body? Though she is seated far across the room, her presence now dwells within his mind. But worse, she slowly lures him out to exchange her body for his.
That's it. Another step. Come now, we haven't all night. Just feel yourself sliding down long steel wires from my body to yours. They're only our vibrations touching one another, but think of them as wires. Feel how my vibrations have little hooks on the ends, how they hook securely into you. It's very safe. Now again, this time, a giant step forward and you'll be clear of your body. Now, on three. One. Two. Three.
It's Excuse me, does anyone in here have a...
No. No one has a light.
Ah, but you have a lovely fire. I love fire. You don't mind if I warm myself for a moment? Yes. That's nothing but good.
Little girl, can you feel my presence?
I sure can.
Do you feel my presence coming closer?
I sure do.
Closer and closer.
Yep. Closer and closer. Excuse me a moment. I want to light my cigar. It's a fine Cuban taper, very difficult to come by, you know, nowadays and all. Yes. As you were saying...
Can you feel my presence?
Yep, sure can.
Feel my presence nearing.
Yep, nearing, all right.
Can you feel me entering your presence?
Yep, entering.
Can't see a thing. I need air. Here's the door.
Jack, come out of it. Come on. Come on out. Oh, he's really far gone. His batteries are nearly dead. Jack, I'm going to place my thumbs high on the back of your neck. When I do, you'll remember back when you were a child.
A child? I don't...
There. Now, what do you see?
Dandelions. And clouds. Big, white, fluffy. I'm tottering through the dandelions. There's my Uncle Johnny. He picks me up. Then he picks a dandelion and he says, "Watch the parachutes." And he holds it into the wind. They separate and float away. Way away. Now he's holding me by my feet, upside down. Hey, he's holding me above a cow pie. Let me go. Let me go, hey?
Jack!
Hey.
Jack!
Huh?
Come on.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm a little Frida with the piggy tails. Cute, aren't they? Come, one. Let's go.
Where? Boy, that's some cigar for a little girl your age.
I'm a million and a half years old. On, out of this room. On your feet. Whoops, you're still a little wobbly there, aren't you?
I'm so weak. What happened?
Your energy got sucked away. Come, let's go talk to the trees.
All right.
Lean on me.
Are you sure you can hold me?
Sure. That's right.
What do you mean, talk to the trees?
Well, there's certain trees that are good to talk to because they're nice and friendly and they give off energy. You can recharge yourself.
What do they say?
Oh, this and that. Oak trees and pine trees are the best. Very nice. It's those damn elms you gotta watch out for.
You don't like elms?
Elms ain't so hot about people, including me. They have a weird sense of humor.
Well, what do? Drip sap on you?
Worse. They tell you what they think of you, and then, watch out, they're liable to drop a dead branch on your head.
Really?
Sure. Feel this gozzle on my head. That's good old Elmer Elm.
Wait, stop a moment. Look at me. Wow. It is true. You don't have pupils in your eyes, and still you can focus on things.
None of my family had pupils either. It's not necessary to focus when you can feel the presence of things.
But you don't actually see the object.
I see more than the object. I see vivid colors vibrating, shimmering masses of energy. I know what the object feels like, inside. You see? Your culture is a little overly eye-oriented, I think.
Ah, I see you've met our little Venusian in residence. Pardon us a moment, Frida. There is something I wanted to say to Jack in private. I must warn you about someone. I don't mean to frighten you or to direct your social life. But there is a woman that you understand. It's best you don't become involved with. She is a little dangerous. Her name is the Madonna of Vampira.
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
What happened to Lord Jowls?
He disappeared in the grand adventurous style.
You mean just kapoof?
Possibly stepped into something or stumbled upon something, sat in something. Who knows? Gone he is.
I once heard a rumor that he may still be alive.
Ha! In the arms of some plump native hussy, I presume. Fat chance.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.